Thank you, Mr. President. Dear colleagues, first of all, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the WHO Director General, Dr. Chan, for the consistent commitment in protecting and promoting health globally, but also to the Regional Director of WHO Europe, Dr. Jakab, for her valuable cooperation with Greece. It's my belief that the main issue in the general discussion is relating to the central role the health plays in achieving the Millennium Development Goals. And this, despite the adverse effects of the economic crisis at an international level. It's exactly the impact of this crisis that highlights the important role of health as a fundamental human right in the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals and the promotion of sustainable development. Thus, we should not ignore or downplay the importance of political, economic, and cultural dimensions in the promotion and protection of health. In this context, Greece looks forward to the post-2015 agenda as a universal process relevant to all, despite the diversities of the countries and the regions. In what concerns my country, Greece, over the last year, has experienced the negative impact of the most severe economic crisis, which has strained its capacity in financing public policies. In addressing these challenges, the Greek government has committed itself towards economic recovery, sustainable development, with its safeguarding the fundamental people's right to health. The twofold approach of the Ministry of Health concerns firstly the creation of a health safety net in order to safeguard the equal access to the basic health services by all, principally of the vulnerable groups hit by the economic downturn. The vision of the Ministry of Health is the protection and promotion of health. In its strategic plan, the Greek government adopts a holistic approach to health, by developing specific health policies through synergies at national level and relying on wide public consultations. We have reoriented our focus towards the strengthening of basic health coverage, including mental health services. Moreover, with the support of the Prime Minister, Mr. Samaras, we have strengthened the hospital intensive care at units of the health coverage of the Aegean and Ionian Islands. On the other hand, due to the economic downturn, our national health system faces serious challenges, and our main goal is to ensure its sustainability. For this, we are developing an ambitious scheme for the reform of the Greek health system. This scheme addresses the restructuring of secondary health care and enhancement of primary health care. Also, we focus on the effective management of resources, human and other, the development of transparent electronic and control system. In this effort, we strongly value the collaboration and continued support of the European Commission, the European Union member states, and of course, the Regional Office for Europe. It is also with the Regional Office that we have decided to strengthen our collaboration for the creation of a tool that will timely monitor the impact of the crisis in real time of the health of population, a tool that will help us in change the implementation of evidence-based health policies. Mr. President, overall, the Millennium Development Goals have been successful in raising visibility and commitment, providing policy, direction, focusing efforts, and setting out specific indicators. The attainment of the development goals needs to remain a priority at national and international level. At the same time, governments and stakeholders need now to engage more in the discussion of the post-2015 agenda. We have still much to learn and to do. In this context, the role of WHO is assisting member states and is underlying the inclusion of health in the new development goal is crucial. Greece is convinced that the path leading to the new development goals depends upon continuous cooperation and upon utilization of the experience of the past and each other. Thank you very much.